Recorded Books presents Fire Exit by Morgan Talty. Narrated by Daryl Dennis. For our children, and their children, and their children, and their children. 1. I wanted the girl to know the truth. I wanted her to know who I was, who I really was. Instead of a white man who had lived across from her all her life and watched her grow up from this side of the river. It was late spring. I sat outside drinking coffee and not smoking because my lighter had run out of gas. Fog rolled off the water that divided the Penobscot Nation from the rest of the state of Maine. I was waiting, as I usually did. Soon, across the river and on the reservation, my girl, a woman by that point, came out of the house and got in her car to go to work. I didn't know how many times I'd been through this same routine, but that morning, something took hold of me. Something was different this time. She started her car and backed out of the driveway, and then, as usual, she was out of sight. I got up and drank the rest of my coffee and thought about calling Louise, my mother, but decided she was probably sleeping, so I went inside to make breakfast. Not because I was hungry, but because I needed something to do so I could think about what had come over me. Maybe the change had come about because I'd stopped working in the woods so much and had more time to think. But the fact was that I'd gone along for too long with Mary's plan to lie and say that the girl was another man's, an enrolled native man's, so that she, our daughter, could be on the census. Mary's Penobscot blood, plus Roger's, giving Elizabeth exactly what she needed to be enrolled. But that morning, I wanted our daughter to know the truth. I was tired of holding that secret. I was going to make eggs and some seasoned hash and think about all this. But when I cut up the washed potato, I nicked the tip of my thumb real good with the knife and got blood all over my hand and said, "Forget it." I went to the couch and sat down. And I wrapped a paper towel around my thumb and watched the blood seep through. And then there was no denying what I wanted. I did want the truth to be known. The blood that came out of me was blood that ran through her veins. It's strange. All blood looks the same, yet it's different, we're told, in so many various ways and for so many various reasons. But one thing is for certain, I thought. You are who you are, even if you don't know it. I didn't know much about her, except what her mother used to tell me, which was years ago now, maybe 23 or 24, when she'd come to check up on me, to give me a little news about her and to see if I was drinking. I was, but told her I wasn't. That it had been 4 days, 8 days, 12 days. But I'll get to that. The lying. Mine and hers. Her name is Elizabeth Eunice Francis, and her maternal grandparents were Eunice and Philip. She was born in January 1991. I'm afraid to say I don't know the exact date, but I think it was the 15th, 16th, or 17th. Those were the days her house was empty, and I waited anxiously across the river for her to be brought home. She knew my house. She'd seen it. Both from over there at Roger and Mary's, her parents, and once, when she was young, on my road with her mother. But she'd never been inside, and there was no reason to believe her mother had told her what it looked like. My father, Frederick, and I built the house in 1983. 35 years goes by fast, faster than the Penobscot River in spring with all that water and ice. I don't know if I can call it a house. It's only 500 square feet. But this place, while small on the outside, feels big on the inside. There's the living room and kitchen, which are connected and form one room. And then there's a small hallway, just wide enough an entry to turn around in and go into the bathroom or bedroom. The doors to those rooms open inward, but if you open the door to the hallway closet too wide, it will catch the light bulb hanging above that space. Over the years, it filled with boxes whose contents I'd forgotten. And the gun, a pump 22 Frederick gave me when I was a boy. Frederick and I built the small house 3 years after the Maine Indian Claims Settlement Act was passed. Frederick was strongly against the act and spent a great deal of time with the tribal council trying to persuade them to go after a better deal, as well as a great amount of time laying out his frustrations for my mother and me during dinner.